So the following is the opinions of Michael and Cassandra McLaughlin.
All right, what's going on, everyone? It's Mike McLaughlin with DegenerateNews.com, sitting here with Cassie.
What's up?
We've got so much going on. North Korea, the United States, North Korea is talking about missiles. It's going to be a wild one. Still going to try and get through it, though. Detainees go on a hunger strike at an immigration prison. United Airlines forcibly removed a man from a plane, and he's now fucked up. He's an old man, and he was a doctor. Okay? Assholes. The White House will keep visitor's log a secret. That's bullshit. I mean, the visitor log at anywhere that I've ever worked at and shit like that, you just right there in the lobby. You know what I'm saying? Justin Trudeau proposes a bill to legalize recreational cannabis in Canada. Just in time for the... Do you know why? It's because their hockey team ain't doing all that. That's what it is. But it's just in time for the Stanley Cup playoffs. The U.S. drops the mother of all bombs on Afghanistan. Wow. It was just beyond over necessary. We're going to tell you more about that. Naval destroyers are prepared to fire on North Korea. That, I guess, is going to be our biggest fucking topic today. And it is crazy as shit what's going on. I mean, any minute now. So... we'll see what happens with that, all that and more right when we come back.
Is plastic recyclable?
Is that a real question?
So detainees go on a hunger strike. 750 immigrants in detention centers at the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, Washington State, of course, are on a hunger strike, with thousands of supporters camping out in tents outside of the facility joining them.
Yeah, they're hunger striking too.
It's been crazy. I heard a little bit of it on the news, like people like on bullhorns being like, you know, my name is this and that and I'm doing this for y'all. And
yeah,
you know,
this is the fifth day of the hunger strike. They're protesting slave labor conditions.
Right, they're getting like a dollar a day. Small food portions. The food quality is just like shit.
Right.
So it's just they're saying it's slave labor. It's slave labor, really.
Right. It's fucked up because most of their meals are like rice and beans, right? But this hunger strike has been going on for 5 days, and then Thursday they said they were offered chicken for the first time in months. They're just doing it to fuck with him. Like, you smell the best food you've smelled in months. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
While you're on a hunger strike.
Right.
It's messed up.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Right.
And of course, they're only doing it because of the hunger strike.
Right. The strikers have said that the officers have been using retaliation tactics like surprise transfers and isolating them. They were supposed to announce the number of hunger strikers after 72 hours of them refusing to eat, which would then trigger, like, a medical response, according to, like, protocol.
Right.
But yesterday, they said they were unable to determine the number of participants because it fluctuates between meals, which I'm sure has something to do with the fact that they're fucking with them.
Yeah. So the GEO Group owns this detention center, which is, like, a private prison organization.
Right.
They own a bunch of detention centers.
Right.
They're horrible. They're just shit. I mean, and when are we gonna stop this, like, private prison? Like, I guarantee if prison wasn't privatized, if they weren't making so much money off this,
right,
off prison, off people going to jail, do you think people would be going to jail as much? No.
Right. Yeah.
No fucking way. Do you think people would be getting beat up, you know what I mean, on red light stop for a tail light? Do you really think everybody would be in jail like this? We would have such a crazy ass jail population if they weren't making so much money off this. This is the problem. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, the same corporation, GEO Group, they own another detention center like this in Aurora, Colorado. They're being sued right now for forced labor. 60,000 current or former detainees say they felt like they had no choice but to participate in the voluntary work program.
Right.
They also claim that they were coerced to mop floors, clean windows, and perform other prison maintenance under the threat of solitary confinement.
Yeah, because if they don't do what they're told, they're breaking the rules and they'll put them in solitary.
Right. So I think a judge just approved that to actually go through so that they're in progress right now.
So in the meantime, though, Trump is trying to get rid of immigrant protections.
Right. So right now, suicidal inmates have to undergo daily mental health evaluations and be checked on like every 15 minutes.
Makes sense.
Immigration officials must be notified when detainees are placed in solitary for 2 weeks or more, and detainees have to be informed in languages they can understand of how to obtain medical care. Trump wants to change this so that they don't have to provide translation services, and it would still require jails to keep policies about suicide prevention, but it wouldn't speculate what those policies have to be. So they could loosen them, you know, checking on them every 15 minutes and loosen the mental health evaluations if they wanted to.
Yeah, it's just gonna fucking get more people killed.
Right.
Jail is like, you know, fucking, our jail is like one of the worst, most horrible places to be.
Right.
Compared to like other jails around the country or around the world. As far as, like, first world fucking countries go, at least. You know what I mean? Ours is, like, the fucking worst. It's horrible. Yeah. And what's the huge fear in jail? Rape.
Yeah.
Rape. Yeah, you could get stabbed, you could get murdered, but rape is what everybody's fucking scared of, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the fuck keeps me the fuck out of jail. That's what the fuck keeps me trying to keep my ass clean and shit, right? But then there's the murder. There's the arson. There's the... the charges you're going to get on top of the shit you went in for.
Right.
Because of the shit you had to do.
Think about that. These people didn't even commit crimes, some of them. Or they didn't commit crimes that you would normally go to jail for, even. Some of them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Some of them are just suspended license. Like.
But because they're illegal immigrants, they're stuck.
In
crazy ass. Yeah. Like they were better off in fucking Mexico.
Yeah. It's crazy. And they're making a killing off them, too, by the way. Geo Group is making a lot of money off.
Yeah, like I said, they're the biggest assholes here.
Yeah.
We got so much to talk about, though, today.
Right, let's move on.
Yeah, so quick shout-out to Burnout Still Lit, b.o.s.l.208 on Instagram, bosl.storemv.com. Go check out all their gear. They got great shit. $20-25 get you something for sure. We just got some hats from them. Loving it. Love BOSL. So now that we sparked the J, we gave a shout out to our homies at BOSL, Burnout Still Lit, love them. We can move on to the United Airlines man that was forcibly removed from a plane. He was 69 years old. He was a fucking physician, okay? His name, Dr. David Dow.
It's fucked up because he had the seat he was sitting in, he had reserved, he had paid for, he was supposed to be on that flight, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then the airline just wanted to clear up 4 seats for stewards to travel because they were needed at, another airline or something. So they offered him, along with, 3 other passengers, refund vouchers, good for another flight. The other 3 passengers agreed and they left the flight. But he didn't want to do that. He had somewhere to be or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think he was a doctor and he had to go give medical treatment, is what I heard, to somebody in another, to wherever they were going, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, he had shit to do.
Right.
His guy had real shit to do, and he was like, no, this is my seat.
Right, exactly. And I don't see why they couldn't have just been like, okay, well, does anybody else want to give up their seat, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. That doesn't... why would you not just move on to the next person? Hey, does anybody mind doing this? We'll upgrade you to first class or something, you know?
Exactly.
Lots of people who are just, traveling that day. They don't have to. They'll be like, oh, fuck yeah, I'll take that,
Yeah. But instead, they, dragged him by the armpits down the aisle to force him off.
Right.
He got bloodied, he fell, he lost 2 front teeth, broke his nose, and suffered a concussion.
Yeah, I mean, the video was horrible. This guy was just, terrified, running away from these people, and they were just, beating the shit out of him, really, and dragging him down the aisle.
all the other passengers were, like, screaming. Like,
and, like,
stop.
Being like, well, yeah, like, yeah. Why are you doing it? Like, what did he do wrong? Yeah. Like, I don't understand how you drag somebody off a plane that didn't do anything wrong.
I don't understand.
That was just like, I want to fly on this plane.
Right. So United's in a bunch of shit.
They're going down.
Yeah.
United Airlines is done.
For real. They're trying to offer all the passengers on the flight refunds if they sign away their right to sue.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, I don't know how many.
You'd be stupid. You'd be stupid because that's worth a lot more than a plane ticket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's worth a lot. The drama that you saw.
Yeah.
That was, no, come on.
Psychologically damaging.
You're dumb as shit if you give up that ticket.
Right. They also promised not to do this anymore. They said they're not going to physically pull customers off of planes.
Like, I didn't know that this was a thing you fucking did.
Yeah.
The fuck?
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's so stupid. I mean, the videos, go check out the videos on this shit. They're everywhere. It's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
The guy looked terrified, you know? He was like a chicken in a corner, you know what I mean? Not calling the guy a chicken, I'm just saying. You got like three or four big guys looking at you and you're just like, all I want to do is sit on this plane.
So I could go help somebody in medical.
And then he like went limp and they literally drag him.
Yeah.
Like through the aisles. They ripped him out of the seat. He was like in a window seat. So they like ripped him over like two seats. And it was just horrible. One of those videos that just makes you sick to your stomach.
They say airlines are quick to want to settle these things, but I really hope this goes to actual trial and they get fucked up the ass for that shit.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So our last shout out, we're going to go to miss_cannabis_ on Instagram. store.420nurses.com/redtoro. She's born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. Springfield-based cannabis entrepreneur. Go check her out. So the White House will keep visitor logs a secret.
Right.
Which is stupid.
Yeah.
I don't even, we're not going to spend too much time on this because this is just stupid. They're just trying to keep shit a secret that nobody would ever keep a secret.
Yeah.
They're like publicly being like, we're going to keep this shit a secret. That even if somebody had kept shit like that a secret before, they were just like actually like a secret. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're being openly secretive. I mean, what does that tell you?
That's weird. Yeah, they're relying on a federal court ruling that says that presidential records are not subject to the Freedom of Information Act.
Fine, but you're just acting suspicious when you're like,
yeah.
No, you can't see who visits.
They're going to be secret. They'll be made public in 5 years after Trump is hopefully long out of office.
Yeah, really. So we'll move on past that. So Justin Trudeau proposes a bill to legalize recreational cannabis in Canada.
Super sweet.
Super sweet. Definitely a good reason to move. Because they're just being like, and pretty much like his argument that I saw was like, okay, so we've been trying to do it this one way where we like arrest people and put people in jail and all this. And he's like, and everything seems to have gotten worse. He's like, everything just got fucking worse and worse. And drug dealers are making tons of fucking money.
Right.
People are going to jail and their situations are becoming worse. Canada is not making money off this. What the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's try something new. Let's try something different. Let's recreationalize it. And then maybe take some of that money out of the drug dealers' hands and get some of the criminals the fuck off the street. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Trudeau's the prime minister. He actually ran on legalizing. So he promised to do so by the spring of 2017.
So yeah, he's just keeping good on all his promises.
He said it would allow adults to possess and grow, which is very important.
Very important to keep. To take the money out of drug dealers' hands, you gotta let people grow their own shit.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't help if you can just possess it, but you don't, right. You know what I mean?
They're going to create a legal sales industry.
Which is going to be
growers
tightly monitored and shit like that. They're not going to just be giving you a bunch of junk and a bunch of bullshit, which is great. You know what I mean?
Right. Provinces are going to decide the prices and the distribution methods. So, like, age requirements, I think, will be decided by the different provinces. Stuff like that.
I mean, dude, I would love to go to a store
and be able to be like, oh, I want some tree that's going to make, I'd like some cannabis that's going to make me active and happy, or right. something that's going to help me go to sleep, or something that's going to help me be creative, or this or that, you know, instead we're just like, oh, I'm going to get a bag or like whatever the fuck you got.
Right,
you
know, exactly. Or whatever. Or just to even know what the fuck you have, legitimately, like, drug dealers sometimes say it's some shit, but you don't really know if it's that or not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just
like this is some kush. I don't know.
I don't even care about that. Just like let me know like that it is good, that it's been checked under a microscope for parasites and shit.
True.
And that, you know what I mean? Like what we're getting, you have a general idea at least of what it's gonna do to me.
Yeah. Canada's law is supposed to go into effect July 1st, 2018. Hopefully we will be making a trip up there around that time.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be just moving there. So the U.S. drops the mother of all bombs on Afghanistan. That's what they're calling it.
Yeah. They target the Nangarhar province, which is near Kabul.
Basically, it was, like, extremely unnecessary. I mean, they didn't really kill a bunch of civilians this time, at least, or anything like that.
Yeah, no civilians were killed.
But this thing has a 1 mile blast radius.
Right.
And it's designed to suck the oxygen out of the air and just cause, like, fire lungs, you know what I mean? Like, right?
Yeah. They said it killed 36 ISIS fighters. But I read somewhere that the breakdown of, like, how much the bomb costs and how many people they killed, it's, like, they spent, like, $450,000 to kill each person.
Yeah, that's insane. And not to mention that this thing has, like, such a, like, it has this effect where it, like, blasts out people's eardrums and shit, right?
Yeah.
And, like, so, like,
it, like, shook the neighboring towns and stuff, like, some of their buildings got damaged.
There's one person said that a teacher and their son was killed.
Yeah.
Nearby.
Right.
Well, you know, Trump would shrug that off like it was
obviously
nothing.
The Pentagon saying no civilians were killed. So
right.
I don't know about that 100%.
So that's hearsay, but I believe it. You know, it just seemed like why do you drop this huge bomb that nobody's dropped? The biggest non-nuclear bomb ever dropped in combat. It's a huge fucking bomb.
Yeah. 30 feet
It just
long.
Doesn't seem necessary.
21,600 pounds with 18,000 pounds of explosives.
Yeah.
And they killed 36 people.
Yeah, I guess they were targeting these tunnels.
Right. Which are the same tunnels that Osama used back in the day.
This is just unnecessary.
Yeah.
This is just madness. How much fucking money is he costing us with this kind of shit?
A lot.
Do you know how much that missile costs?
Yeah.
You bastard. If a Tomahawk missile costs $1.1 million,
yeah.
How much does the mother of all fucking bombs cost?
Right. But it's interesting because it comes right after that soldier from Maryland was killed in the exact same area. Staff Sergeant Mark Day Alencar of Edgewood, Maryland. He encountered small arms fire in the province. And he died, a few days before they dropped this bomb.
So you think that's why they dropped this bomb?
Yeah, I mean, it's suspicious, at least. It would be crazy if that was retaliation for one life. We have to take 36.
No, it's not that they took 36 lives. It's that they dropped the biggest fucking bomb they could to take 36 fucking lives. You know
exactly,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, okay. You want to get 36, like, legit fucking terrorists that just killed a fucking American? I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. But do you need the most expensive, biggest, show-offy fucking bomb there was?
Right.
You couldn't use 5 other pretty big kind of fucking bombs?
Right, yeah.
You couldn't, I mean, there was other ways to do this. This was just showing off.
Yeah, they actually have bombs that are designed to implode tunnels.
Yeah, like bunker busters and
yeah,
shit.
Exactly. So, obviously, they could have used something else. People are calling it psychological warfare. They're just trying to, like, terrify everybody.
I mean, pretty much, yeah. It's pretty obvious to me that's what they're trying to do, at least.
Yeah.
You don't just drop, like, this bomb is, like, the size of a fucking airplane.
Yeah. It was developed for use in Iraq, but Bush wouldn't even use it because of concerns over collateral damage. Obviously, Obama never used it.
Exactly. Nobody was crazy enough to use it. This just shows you what kind of a fucking maniac we're working with.
Also, I thought it was interesting. Russia developed a bomb called the father of all bombs in 2007. 4 times bigger. Obviously, never been used, but...
It's like a fucking who's got the bigger dick competition. Let's make the biggest non-nuclear weapons we can.
Right. Just because that's still acceptable for use, I guess, non-nuclear shit. Like, you can't go there. That's crossing the line.
I like how nobody's talking about that.
What?
No other news company I've heard has been talking about the FOAB, or the father of all bombs.
Yeah.
You're only hearing about the MOAB.
Yeah, American companies. Yeah, I know. I read that, I think, on a BBC website. Because America wants to feel like they're big shit. Like, we have the biggest bomb ever.
Yeah.
Donald Trump Jr. also tweeted, bomb the hell out of ISIS, check. Another promise kept, hashtag MAOB, bomb emoji, hashtag MAGA.
Make America great again.
Yeah.
I mean, this is sick, yo. How could you, even if you were for Trump, you couldn't still be for Trump. This guy's off the rocker.
Yeah.
He's not all that. You don't, look, this is crazy because, look, you're starting shit all over right now.
Like, everywhere.
Like, all over, yeah.
Afghanistan, Syria, North Korea.
Stop it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We can do maybe one of these. Pick one war that you want to start and go there if you're going to do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't start 3 fucking wars at once.
Right, don't get the whole world against you at the same time.
So, I mean, yeah, because naval destroyers are prepared to fire on North Korea right now. We're just going to move on to that. Okay, the U.S. will fire Tomahawk missiles at Pyongyang if they test any more nuclear missiles.
Mm-hmm.
But these cats are, like, scheduled. It's, like, the big fucking event for them to go test these fucking nuclear missiles. Like, it's a big event. Mm-hmm. So, basically, they got the 2 kids on the playground. They got their dicks out. And they're fucking, you know, they're measuring right now.
Right. Saturday is the 105th anniversary of Kim Jong-un's grandfather's birthday, which is when they usually test these nuclear missiles. It's Saturday morning in North Korea right now.
Yeah, like, by the time you hear this, it's been Saturday morning.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
I mean, I want to get this done with so I can go watch the fucking news again because, like... We will give you a breaking news podcast if it happens, and let's all just pray to God that it fucking doesn't.
So what's great,
let's put your fucking dicks away, assholes.
The U.S. said they're gonna fire if any more nuclear missiles are tested in North Korea. North Korea said that any sign of a preemptive strike by the U.S., that they'll send nuclear thunderbolts to us.
What does that even mean?
It just means... they're going to do, like, everything they can to fuck us up.
What is a nuclear thunderbolt? Is that just their way of weird talking, or they got some weird shit going on where we're actually going to get nuclear thunderbolts?
I think it's their weird way of talking. Because it's a lightning bolt, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's just the weird way they phrased it.
They pretty much said they were going to nuke us.
Mm-hmm. They did.
They're like, we test nuclear missile. You fire Tomahawk missile us, we nuclear missile you, and we're gonna fuck up South Korea for fun. Yeah. They become ours now.
Right.
Anything you got there is ours. You know what? The only thing that scares me about this is they're real fucking tech savvy.
Yeah.
You know, we got the bigger guns.
Right.
We'll probably be good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're tech savvy. I mean, this is the first time my heart's jumped. In a long, if my whole life, this is the first time my heart's been, like...
worried.
This is something serious.
Yeah.
China, do I prep hard enough?
China is probably going to be on our side. They're leaning more towards us. In February, they rejected some coal shipments from North Korea, and then Trump threatened to end trade with them if they didn't help denuclearize the Korean peninsula. And so if anything happens here, China's definitely going to have to at least impose some strict sanctions on North Korea. They've actually suspended flights between Beijing and Pyongyang. So
yeah, this is probably the most dangerous time a lot of us have ever been in.
Yeah.
In our lives.
Yeah, definitely.
We're living in moments of history right now. I mean, you want to worry about a terrorist attack? Yeah, you probably should, because we're being assholes out there. Now we got to worry about a nuclear attack too, from North Korea.
Right.
Now we got to worry about another war breaking out, like a real war, not just for like money.
This is definitely a turning point in the world's history.
And it's a little ridiculous that an old man who's not going to be living here for very much longer is kind of making all these fucking decisions.
Yeah.
This is a time to be serious in life. This is a time to go out there, get your voices heard.
Yeah.
Celebrate 420 for sure. We're celebrating hard. Going to two events. But that's not the point. Celebrate 420, but don't let that get your minds off what the fuck's going on around the world. Syria, Afghanistan, North Korea. That's right. Where the big shit's going on. We're trying to bring you this shit as short as possible. Smoking J's, having a good time, trying to keep it lighthearted. We're living in really crazy, dangerous times.
Yeah.
So go check us out, DegenerateNews.com, DegenerateNews1 on Instagram and Twitter, TheDegenerateNews@gmail.com. See you next time, hopefully.